morning and welcome to episode 182 of Taking the Charge podcast with you from Regensburg, Germany. David Hein of Hein News. Thank you for stopping by. Yes, another week of hoops. And actually really haven't watched that much basketball this week, I will admit. I ended up not even really watching any of the EuroLeague stuff, so can't even really talk too much about that. Just been doing other things. Also trying to, everybody I know who listens to the show knows I have a pretty high passion for baseball, and with those first MLB games coming on, that kind of took away some of my time. A couple things I wanted to address, and then obviously I have a couple of interviews. First of all, if you want to get in contact with the show, go ahead and contact us at the easiest way would probably be at on Twitter, and that's Hein News is the handle, HEINNEWS. There's the Facebook group Taking the Charge podcast. Just put that in there, and of course we'll let you in, but we want to be there to have those open arms and welcome you to the community. Hein News at gmx.de is the email address, and heinnews.com is the website. Also, if you want to help finance and sponsor the show, there's a link on heinnews.com where you can donate via PayPal, and if you want to help and make sure that that Taking the Charge sticks around, feel free to do that. Anything is welcome to help. Updates and technology, more space for uploading, et cetera. All right. So I guess the only real news that I kind of want to talk about this week is the fact that the wild cards were going to kind of stick on youth ball this week more than anything else. The wild cards were named for the Adidas Next Generation, so joining Real Madrid, Zvezda, Red Star, and then Megalex, and who's the other one? Zvezda, Red Star, Mega, Real Madrid, Shagiris, joining Shagiris in Berlin at the Final Four, in the early Final Four. Our 2010 winners, INSEP, 2012 winners, Letos Ritos, Vilnius, and then Barcelona, who twice finished second, and then hosts Albert Berlin. So, as expected, Barcelona and Albert Berlin. Ritos, you know, they finished second, so Yearly kind of, once again took the second place team from Kaunas, so the team that lost to Shagiris in the final. Last year it was Villafriga, and this year obviously it was Letos Ritos. And then they went and took the INSEP. I guess first of all, not shocking. Ritos, I think you can definitely take them. You know, they are not, you know, they're a former champion, but you know, they also ended in lost to Shagiris in the final. You know, Shagiris has been dominating that tournament, it seemed that to take another team from there, it would be pretty self-evident. INSEP, I was a little surprised with INSEP just because they were such a young team at the Adidas Next Generation in Kaunas, I think with 3 2000ers, but of course they had some big 98 guys who didn't play. And so, you know, you knew that there was a higher level talent that they could still bring along. So, you know, obviously it's going to be an exciting team to watch. Happy to see that Jalen Horde, we'll have a chance to see Jalen Horde. Hopefully, Killian Tille is healthy by then. You know, he's still got another 2 full months, you know. He still hasn't played this year. So hopefully we can see him. That'd be really great. Ritos, you know, that'd be another really great test for their kids. You know, those 99s, they're all going, you know, they'll probably team up with the 99s from Shagiris and form a pretty tough group at the under 17 World Championships, Underworld Championship, in Spain. So that'd be a good group. You know, Barcelona, obviously Barcelona's stacked as we all know. It'd be interesting to see if Nikola Zizic maybe plays a little bit more. Rodion's Kuros, if he's healthy, we'll have to see whether or not he's going to be around. You know, it's going to be definitely an interesting gathering. And you know, the groupings, they broke down those right away as well. And so it's in Group A, you have Barcelona, INSEP, Shagiris, and Megalex. And only the group winner goes to the final. There's no semifinal. So Barcelona, INSEP, Shagiris, and Mega. Looks like that's going to be a pretty fun one. And then the other side, you have... the final of the last two, repeat of the last two finals with Real Madrid and Zvezda, Red Star, in that same group in B, and the other two teams being Ritas and Alba Berlin. So that's going to be a real monster battle between Real Madrid and Zvezda. Likely that the winner of that makes it to the final. And I guess probably looks like the winner of the Barcelona Shagiris game would probably make it to the final, depending, you know, if INSEP is fully loaded, if they have Tille and some of the other guys are fit or not, having a big impact. That would have a big impact on that. But definitely, without a doubt, will be a fun one. Especially those two big monster games of Real Madrid, Zvezda, and Barcelona, Shagiris. Maybe someone else brings a surprise. We'll see. The other kind of biggish news, ten players have been named for the international team at the Jordan Brand Classic. In New York, and on April 15th. So these are the 2000. This is the 2000 generation. And a couple of guys that, you know, prospect people will know. You know, you have Marco Pekarski from Mega, who will obviously have a he'll go to that, and then after that he'll come to the Adidas Next Generation Finals. Again, Nikola Zizic from Barcelona, see if he can take that and play and get some burn on that one. Two Baskonia guys, Latvian Artus Kuroc, Rodion's younger brother, and then Philip Petrusev. Petrusev, probably. And then there's Domantas Vilas, who I'm going to lie because I'm not sure which one. If he's with, I believe he's probably with Ritos, but I'm not 100% sure, so I don't want to say that for 100% certainty. And then Otan Jankovic from Cibona, the Croatian. Those are probably the biggest names. A couple of Spanish guys with Joel Parra and Carlos Alucin. Alexander Balserkovsky from Poland, also in Spain with Gran Canaria. And the final guy is Alexander Ershov, a Russian plane with CSKA Moscow. So nice to have a CSKA Moscow guy. They've been, and a Russian, a young Russian, pretty dry Russian generations coming through. So those guys will be playing in the Jordan Brand Classic again, April 15th. Mark that one down. Should be a fun one. I guess the other thing really kind of wanted to address, before that, the Hoop Summit team, Nike Hoop Summit team, the world team, not yet named. I know some people are getting a little bit impatient on there, but we're getting about the time where that team will be named. I imagine in the next week and a half, it should be named. I mean, that game is, I think set for the 9th of April, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be coming in the next few days, about 10 days, I would imagine. I did want to kind of run down a little bit of the Adidas Next Generation, Albert Schweitzer. I don't know if those teams were just finally released, I was able to find them, so happy to see about that. It's actually going to be pretty good warm up for the under 17. Quite a few 99s at the games. If you look at the, I guess kind of just run down the rosters. Egypt, you know, they'll probably be missing. They are missing their top two 99s, that being Ahmed Khalef and Isam Mustafa. Both of them played at the under 19 World Championship last year, and will probably be two of the biggest leaders of that team in 90 in Spain. The Chinese have a nice group. Two of the kids went from 99. Two of the kids went to the Basketball Without Borders, that being Bai Hotain and Wang Yibo. And then there's Zhu Rongzhen, who was also in that 99 generation. So. And that's only 99 players, so they only have a group of 99s playing at a 98 generation, so that's clearly going to be a warm-up for that group for the World Championship under 17. So that's China, Australia, you know, they have a nice, they have a real mix of 98 to 2000. Deng Gak over in the States, Sam Froling are probably two of the biggest names there. They also have Kralina and Dent, who might be playing at the under 17s. Turkey have a nice grouping if they all come together with Omar at 7, Onur Alptim, Ahmet Duran, and Muhyemin Mustafa. Hopefully, they all get released in order to be and are allowed to play. That should be good. The Argentinians have Juan Valle's younger brother, that being Santiago Valle, and Lautaro Lopez. Those are both from the 98 generation. Then there's Francisco Cifaro, who's a 2000 that played at the TBF tournament, Turkey Federation tournament, in an under 16 in Samsun a couple weeks ago. The French squad originally had Frank Ntilikina on it, but he's been since taken off. But they still have Schwaff, Rumbold, Horde, Fevrier, Torres, Blanc. So that should be a pretty decent group. The Americans, kind of running down the Americans, and looks like they have a couple of kids who are committed to go to Temple. There's a Wisconsin Badger recruit, and then a kid bound for Villanova. Going over to Serbia, yeah, I mean, that could be a really, really good team. You know, you look at that 98 generation, and that's, you know, Simonic, Radanov, Glišić, you know, Muzic, Nikolic, Maranovic, Radončić, the 99 from Real Madrid. Hoping that he can make it there. That'd be really great to see him live. Italy have a nice group with Moretti, Oshila, Serpelli, Ulanea, Visconti, and Caruso. Caruso, I believe, being a 99. Of course, Italy being the defending champion. And Greece, there's a nice grouping with Michael Lontzis, Vasilis Christidis, and Dimitris Moraitis. Nice grouping. Japan have nice to see Rui Hashimura coming over, the Gonzaga kid, along with probably the other two names would be Avi Schaefer and Yaudi Nishida. And then there's the Germans, you know, with the stacked grouping of Hartenstein, Machidi, Freudenberg, Bonga, Weidenheim, keeps going on, Zuckla, Lagerpush, Sanders, Silva, and yeah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so that's is coming up. That's be here in, well, I guess in 2.5 weeks. That starts on Easter Saturday, 26th of March. I'll be there, and we'll actually probably, well, not actually, I'll be doing one show from there. So really looking forward to that. Yeah, okay, so I guess that's really all the topics I wanted to talk about. Again, I'm not going to really talk any early stuff. Also not doing any NBA stuff. Let's go to the interviews. This is a mix of interviews. First one is going to be Mario Hezonja. I had a chance to talk to him at the All-Star game, and did want to bring that to you because there's some good stuff in there. So here's a chat with Croatian Mario Hezonja with the Orlando Magic. So enjoy that, and we'll see you on the other side.
Season to where you are now. Just talk about your progress.
It started really rough. You know, as I said, my first day of preseason, you know, everything is different. Even without playing any second in an official NBA game, I already seen it's another world. So it was kind of, let's say, tough for me just to adapt and all of those things, because there's a lot of things. And as I said, everybody's just way too better, faster, stronger than I faced before. So, I mean, now it's coming naturally and easy. Now it's becoming like more settled down. But before, I'm not gonna lie to you, it was kind of tough, but I like it. I took it as a challenge, so yeah.
What has been the biggest surprise in the NBA so far from where you were last year in Europe?
Say that again?
What's been the biggest surprise in the NBA?
Nothing. I know everybody. I approached everybody as the best player in the world. I know everybody is good. You know, sometimes some play happens in Europe and you're like, come on, man, like, really? But here, this happens like every offense. So nothing surprised me.
You seem to have a great bond with your teammates like Alfred and Aaron and Victor. Just talk about those relationships that you're forming with your teammates. It seems like it's a really good bond.
Since I came to Orlando, they were there, especially EP and Victor and Aaron. So they just, you know, how you say it, like, especially they took me under the ring. So yeah, it was great. You know, they approached me in a very calm way. They talked to me a lot about Orlando, about the club and everything. So it's great. And we are, of course, we are great friends. So.
Now, obviously, you're one of the best shooting rookies in the league right now. What about the defensive side of the game? I know that's an area that you're really trying to put more emphasis into. Is it coming along nicely as what you want?
It's just coming. I don't think that's a problem at all. It's just the things like for for Scott's cause. He was like a way different system, defensive system than we that I faced before. But since he was in Europe too, so he kind of talked to me a lot about the positioning and everything, because my positioning was bad. It's not that I like do something terrible or whatever. It's just my position. I didn't know how to space myself or whatever. So he just, you can see now it's coming, as I said, naturally. Him and assistant coaches, we would talk like half an hour only about the positioning and everything. So now it's I'm really thankful for that, and it was helpful, and now it's coming. Now it's, you know, it's all on you to prove that on a court.
Some people think with your skill set you could one day be in a slam dunk contest, a 3-point shootout, and an all-star game. Is that a goal of yours, to be a part of every competition at this weekend?
It's not a goal for me, but I can do it. So we'll see. I'm not pointing to that now, or that I want to go there, or it will come.
Thank you. How much of a help has it been in this whole process that Boyan's here in the country, that, you know, if you need something, that he's there? Even though he's, you know, Brooklyn and Orlando, how important is it that Boyan's here?
When we play against each other, you know, he will say useful things that I can face my own in Orlando or wherever I am, and yeah, it's helpful. But you know, we just too far away to be in touch all the time. So yeah, but whatever the things that he said, yeah, it was really, really helpful.
How much fun are you gonna have with him on the court tonight?
A lot. Yeah.
Obviously, I want to ask a couple of Croatia questions. There was the draw for the Olympic qualifiers. You guys were able to get a spot, and you have Tunisia and Italy, and then Greece is waiting probably on the other side. There's a chance for the Olympics. Talk about the Turin Olympic qualifying group.
I think this is like a blessing for us. Like an opportunity came out of nowhere, because we were not even supposed to be there. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to finally show up as a group and do something for Croatia and the Croatian people, because, you know, basketball belongs to Croatia. That's our number one sport. Everybody was living for that before, so we kind of, it's on our backs, especially on young guys. It's on my back to give that shine of basketball back to Croatian people.
How much pressure do you guys feel you have? I mean, you kind of underperformed at Eurobasket at home, and then kind of got in a bad spot for France.
We have no pressure at all. I don't have pressure at all. Yeah, I know it sucks that we lost like that to Czech Republic in a European Championship, but we gotta stick as a group now and do things better.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny, because all of the, you know, the Croatians is all, you know, they're all talking that, you know, this is a gift that they're able to play in this Olympic qualifying tournament. They obviously were not qualified to play in it. You know, they were given one of the wild cards. So he's definitely, so they're all, you know, we have to take advantage of this. And they still don't have a coach, and so it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Next guy up is Darius Bertrans with Bilbao. I talked to him after a Eurocup game in a group game in Munich. This was after they beat Bayern Munich here in Germany. So that's the game I was referencing with him. So here's my chat with Darius Bertrans, and yep, on the other side.
Congratulations. Had made it a little bit close at the end, but what does it mean to get this victory, especially after losing last week on a questionable call?
I mean, for us, this game was, we had to win it. Like, it was all or nothing, you know, to stay alive in a Euro Cup, and that's what we came here to do, because of the last two games we lost at home. Tough game against Manvid, I think, but tougher against Bayern. we had to win it. We had to get this win, and we knew we can do it because this year in EuroCup we still haven't lost playing on the road. So we were motivated to do this, and we got this.
What's it like watching the old man Mumbro, 36, doing that kind of stuff in a big game like this?
Hey, I think for me it looks like Mumbro is like a good wine. It gets better with age.
I want to ask a couple of national team questions. There was the draw for the the Olympic qualifiers. In your group is Czech. You know them very well from last year. Then you have Japan, and then waiting on the other side is Serbia, Angola, Puerto Rico. Thoughts in general?
I mean, the group could be tougher, and it could be easier as well, but we're going to try to do everything we can. We're going to try to get the best team possible. Let's dream a little bit about Porzingis that might join us, maybe if everything is okay, and he would be a huge help for us, especially in under the basket, because we're kind of struggling with the big guys. And then if everybody's healthy, like all the players, they're playing all around the Europe. I mean, we have a good player, Strelnik, who plays here in Bamberg, and as my brother, who just recovered from the injury, and in the summer he should be in a good shape. So we're looking forward to get that good team.
Give us an update on your brother. We haven't seen him on the court yet this season, really. So give us an update.
I mean, he's gonna be back this week in a EuroLeague game, and he's 100% for playing.
How important will it be to have those two guys? Imagine last summer's team with those two guys. You know, you already were on the precipice of having a great result. Eighth place is still pretty good for you guys, but having those two guys makes you pretty tough.
Yes, exactly. With Porzingis under a basket, that will help us a lot because of we kind of struggle with defending big guys, and as he showed in the NBA, he can defend, he can block the shots. That's what we need. My brother's there; he opens the court a lot because defense cannot leave him open, and it opens the court a lot for us, for that small guys to penetrate. So, I mean, if everybody's healthy and everybody's playing, we could be a pretty dangerous team.
What do you think about the draw? I mean, what do you think about those teams? Czech, from last year twice. I mean, okay, depends if those guys are there, but in general, those teams, you have a European team, you have an Asian, more or less smaller Asian team, and then, you know, waiting on the other side is a very veteran Puerto Rico, the host team, Serbia, and Angola.
I mean, it's going to be tough for sure because the Czech team is really good. We beat them once, but we also lost them by 30 in the last game. So we're looking forward to play against them and to win them. And then for me, it looks like anyway, like if we want to go to Olympics, we'll have to beat Serbia for sure. Like it's, if not, impossible because they will probably win the other group. And they're one of the biggest favorites to win the group.
What would it mean if you play twice for the national team next summer?
Sorry?
What would it mean for you to play twice for the national team this summer? Olympic qualifiers and then in Rio.
I mean, that's a huge dream for me. I mean, like now, lately, I mean, we've been playing only the Eurobasket, and that's a good, great competition. But now, since this moment, since the draw, and I mean, we can dream about achieving the goal, dream about playing an Olympics, and that will be something amazing. Maybe something that happens once in a lifetime.
Talk a little bit about where you think your game is right now. You seem to be playing pretty well. You know, you had a good Eurobasket. Talk about where you see your game and what are you working on?
I mean, so far I've been good. I was kind of struggling at the beginning of the season, but that's okay because of the Eurobasket. You know, we finished late in September, and the beginning was tough. But now I feel like I'm getting back into shape, and coach gives me those minutes and gives me those important plays, and I'm trying to do my best, and I think I'm good so far. And just looking forward to finish the season good, and then we'll see what's gonna happen.
All right, let's go with that.
Okay, you know, let's dream a little bit on Porzingis. I think that's kind of the saying for everybody right now. Just wait and see what happens with him. And man, if he comes, that gives that group a totally different dynamic, and makes them a fun team. I don't know if I really, you know, I mean, I don't know if I really want to have to play against them, you know. And also, if Davis Bertans, the younger brother, is fit and he is going to be playing, you know, both those guys come on board. That's a nice, that's a fantastic push for that team. It'd be a shame if Porzingis doesn't come. I will say that it would be a shame because it would be really fun to see how much better that makes that team that has just grown, you know, gotten better and better and better, you know, through all of these Eurobaskets. You know, he says, you know, we've been to Eurobaskets, and but you know, I think it's close. They're close to taking that next step, and I think a guy like Porzingis, and then you have if Davis Bertans comes as well, you know, that could push them up, and they could do some damage. But obviously, you know, having Serbia waiting there on the other side ain't gonna be easy. So next interview will be with someone I talked to from the last two interviews will be from the Adidas Next Generation in Belgrade. I had a chance to talk to Milos Klisic, who played with Partizan Belgrade. Finished third, beat Cedevita in the third place game, and he was also at the Basketball Without Borders in Toronto. So here's my chat with Milos Klisic.
Klisic, we're here at the Adidas Next Generation. It's your fourth time here. You guys finished third. Thoughts about this tournament for you?
It's very good, good tournament. Very good teams for me. It's a good 3 days, but we lost in the semi-final, but it's good.
What do you think of the team's performance? You know, there wasn't a lot of guys who had a lot of experience in this tournament, and you guys finished third. What do you think about how the team performed here?
Team performance is good, but we expect more, but it's good. It's okay. For now, third place is okay for now.
We saw each other a couple weeks ago in Toronto, yeah, at the BWB camp. How much did you learn there? Talk about your experience there, really playing against the best of the world other than the Americans.
Yeah, big, very, very good experience for me. American coach, American NBA superstar be there, and it's very, very, very good, the camp.
What are some of the things you learned from that?
I learned a lot of the camp. Some move on low post, I don't know, some shots.
Was there, we know the Europeans that were over there, Hartenstein, Kilboka, you know, we know the Europeans. What are some of the other guys, the Makers or the Australians, or who are some of the other guys that you looked at and were impressed with?
Tom Maker from Canada. I know MVP from Australia.
Rolling?
Yeah. And from France, some good guys.
Kilikina. Yeah. You're going to be at the Under-18 European Championship this summer. You guys had a little bit disappointing last year. It's the qualifiers for the Under-19 World Championship, and there's a lot of good teams.
It's very important for us to be in the first five teams, and we expect a good tournament, and we go there to win the championship.
One guy that won't be there is Alexander Arnautovic with the ACL. How much do you think he'll be missed?
Yeah, very missed.
What do you think what does he do that helps you?
He is very important for us, for each other, for team. Very important teammate.
You're going to be playing for Milan Gorovic, the coach. So much experience. What's going to be like for you?
Yeah, it's very good for me. He's a very good man, good player in the history, and I don't expect to be in the five teams and go in the world championship.
You guys have a good team. You know, you look at Semenic, Alex Radunov, and other guys. What do you think you guys are going to do really good? What do you think is going to be the difference for you?
Yeah, Semenic is a very good player. It's very important for us to be together in the European Championship, and that's it.
A little bit about your game. You were in Toronto, so you kind of saw where you stand internationally. Here you played really well, scored a lot of points, got a lot of rebounds. You did a lot for your team. Where do you see your game?
Yeah, I play good.
But what do you think you're working on? What do you think you still do well? And
yeah, I still work in a lot of my shots, dribble, I don't know, post move, free throw, three-point shot.
Yeah, you still need to work on the three-point.
Yeah. It's very important for me.
What's your contractual situation with Partizan? How much longer are you with them? What are your future goals?
Yeah, I expect the contract with 4 years with Partizan. My birthday in the 21st April.
And then you have a four-year deal, you said?
Yeah, I expect this contract.
Okay. All right. That was his fourth tournament, fourth time that he was at that event. So, you know, definitely one of the leaders. It's going to be interesting to see what he does with the national team this year. They have the under-18s. It's a good chance for them to play at the Albert Schweitzer to kind of bond a little bit more after some disappointing performances last summer, both the 18s and 19s. Milos, have to see what he's going to be able to, what kind of role he's going to take. He had a monster tournament. That team was kind of lacking in firepower, but you know, he definitely buoyed that team as much as he could. Last interview, Rihad Avdic from Alba Berlin. So he'll be at the finals, the NGT finals in Berlin, and he's if you don't know him, obviously the son of a former player, and also played with Dusan Musa with Koš, I think was the name of the club, before they left. Parted ways with Avdic going to Berlin and Musa going to Cedevita. So I'll also ask him about Musa. So here, last chat, Rihad Avdic, Albert Berlin, and we'll see you on the other side.
Rihad Avdic, we're here at the Adidas Next Generation Tournament. You guys are still alive for the semifinals, three games into the tournament. Maybe your thoughts about how the team, first of all, Albert Berlin, has played here.
So the whole team, we get together like for a few months, and we really did have a good practices, and we just tried to be together in every situation on the floor, off the floor. We tried to give advice to each other, how to play better. Coaches are always helping us with those stuff. And yeah, we just try to fight, be together, and even though the situations are strange with the table things, so for the half finals and so, we still try to do our stuff.
Maybe talk a little bit about yourself. You've been in Berlin for about 15 months or so.
Yeah.
What do you think about Berlin? Are you enjoying your time there?
Yeah, it's a great city. But, I don't have like any. I live there alone. I don't have family or no one there. So, but I know Berlin from back in the days because I always went like touristically there or something like that. But yeah, it's great town. I'm very good accepted like in a great way. I also have some people from my countries like Serbia, Croatia, and they help me a lot. Alba is giving me like great environment, times for practices, games. It's much better from what I've been like 9 years since in Sarajevo, and I'm just trying to make progress for myself.
speaking of progress, how do you think you're doing? You know, probably getting used to the league, getting used to, you know, your teammates and everything. You know, you're starting to play a lot better in the NBBL, and you're playing also, you know, you had a couple of good games here. How do you think you're progressing?
Because last year I was injured, I had a broken foot, and I didn't play a whole year. So, and after that, they tried to bring me back like as fast as possible. So now I'm making a big progress, and I'm also playing another. So it's like third German league, like with big guys, yeah, Pro B. Okay. And we're still we also try to make a good job there. I'm also getting a play time there, and I'm just trying to make myself so. Better every day, so practices, games, this tournament is a great experience for every one of us, so the same way, and just try to give the best of myself.
Health-wise, everything okay? The foot is...
Foot is good. I'm always have to get taped, so, but it's fine, yeah.
How much did that hurt? You know, knowing you came over, and you know it was a transfer to a pretty big league, and then right away you get injured. That must have been pretty frustrating.
That was tough because I don't have anyone from my family like to come to talk to. It was just it was more like mental stuff than like health stuff, you know. And but I just got through with it, like with school, just still going to the games, talking to the even head coach of Alba, Sasha Bradovich, and they gave me like very good advice for how to get over it, try to get back in the game, and yeah, that's it.
And it was 2 days before you signed with Alba, Dejan Musa signed with Cedevita. Talk about those 2-3 days for you and him. You guys played at the same small club back in Kosh, with Kosh. Talk about those days, you know, you playing with him, and then he goes to Cedevita and you go up to Berlin.
Yeah, we actually knew about those stuff like even before those 2-3 days. And I mean, he's a great guy. He's a great even I came Kosh he was there so before me, and he also helped me a lot to get used to like some of those stuff. And he's my great friend. He's my brother. If we get time to hang in the hotel, we do it. We just talk to each other, like we go on a phone calls. We just try to stay in contact, you know. But it's also tough because, I mean, he's with the pros also, and I'm having my time like with school, with Alba and so. But yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. He gives me advice about what should I do in game, and he has maybe said, sometimes he asks me also. But yeah, he's a great guy. We know each other like a long time. So.
Everybody's kind of looking at him now, you know, because he's, you know, he's playing so well. You know, he won the 16s last summer. How do you think he's handling all of this as somebody who knows him?
Yeah, it's like I'm joking around with him. Like there's always like after every game, there's news articles about him. Like, do you even read those stuff or so? But yeah, I mean, I really don't want to talk with him about those stuff because like we're in the basketball, like so to say, and we just try to talk about other stuff, you know, like off the court, like just try to have some fun. Like honestly, I can't answer that question for him. So yeah, I'm out of it.
Maybe come back to you. You're 98, and you know Bosnia. You know the 16s obviously had the great success, but even the 18s, you know, went to the semifinals with Atic. There's a big summer this summer with the under 18s being qualifiers for the World Championships. Is the national team, the 18 national team, something that you're hoping to do?
It's yeah, of course. It's we have really big expectations because that's 1998-99 for this European Championship, and also 99s for world tournament. It's a big thing for a small country like us. But yeah, when I get the call from national team, I'm going to accept it, and that's it. Like, yes, you maybe probably know my father play for the national team, so try to follow his footsteps. And yeah, it's a big thing for this 1999 European Championship. So we are going to try to give our best and just wait for the call.
What's his name again?
From my father.
Yeah,
Sami Ravdić.
Okay. What would it mean to play at the 18s? You know, you haven't been called on yet for the national team. What would it be like to wear the jersey?
It's the biggest honor to present your country on a European stage and to be what you are, like the proud and so. And yeah, I was in a tryout since so, like, for 2 years ago. But yeah, of course, coach probably like had a good vision on it, and still I'm always there. If they call, I will be available. And yeah, that's it. Just try to make a good impressions on every tournament, every game, every minute I step on the floor. So yeah.
There's a lot of scouts out here at these games. What do you think about that? What do you think about you being able to kind of show a little bit what you can do?
Yeah, I know there's scouts here. I don't know, like, about going to other clubs or so, because I just landed in Berlin. But I mean, yeah, if they can see the potential and do stuff, that's a great thing. We also have other guys also, like Ferdinand Zilka. I mean, we just have a good great team, and everyone's trying to get their like potential out, but still like being together with the team.
Where do you see your game? What are you working on right now? What do you say? Okay, I do this okay, but I really want to work on this and this.
The one-on-one defense, especially, like, I have to get my like stand slower, be a quicker in defense and those stuff. So yeah, that's the biggest thing.
And what do you think you do well right now?
Like shooting, I improve my shooting like really well, and that's the stuff of, like, I'm also like, I got a big progress on it. So yeah.
Last question: What's it like for you to be playing in a competition like this, where you have all these guys at your same age level, to really see, you know, you have the NBBL, which is actually under 19, but here to really see where you're at.
Yeah, it's a great thing, because here I can also get with my teammates to share, like, be on that like higher level and position with the team, to be like ahead with Sperdy and so, and we're just trying to make like share the ball, make the most of it on the floor, and all that.
All right, let's go ahead.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Good kid. Interesting talent. I don't know, you know, not super high on people's radars, but still, I think that could give that under 18 team a nice mix. Yeah, we'll have to see if he ends up making the team and is down in Samsung. All right, with that, I'm going to wish you all a pleasant week. Thanks for listening. The last thing, of course, obviously, as always, letting you know what you're going to be listening to. The song is called Heaven Till You Say, and it is by Fire Island Pines. And it is from the Blatislava EP album and available on freemusicarchive.org. Go check it out. Check out all the music there. We'll talk to you next week.
Myself, and I know that I'm so White. I play for Telecom Baskets Mon, and you're listening to Taking the Charge.